You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Zodiac Zone with Melissa Marcus.
Melissa Marcus.
Live from mmastrovibes.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Zodiac Zone
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to Zodiac Zone. I am your astrological host, Melissa Marco. Just for people that don't know, I am a evolutionary vibrational astrologer. I do readings, I teach classes, I do workshops, and I also just recently, about the end of last year, came up with a company called Vibrational Vitality. And what it does is it marries astrology and biohacking. And biohacking is how to, it's the biology of your body and how to get your body to work in the best shape possible. So I created something called the BioAstro Chart. The way that I look at health, you have your physical health, which is ruled by the sixth house. That's your daily routines, your physical health. You have your psychological health, which is psychologically where you're at, which is ruled by the eighth house, transformation. And then you have your karmic health, which is ruled by the 12th house. So I find when you are at your highest vibration and you feel great, your body's on the right levels, meaning you could be 60, 70, 80, 90 and feel great and do the things that you want to do, that you're going to want to do the work too. So I've tested the product with a couple of people and they've been getting wonderful results. So I wanted to kind of share that with you. I also today wanted to talk about Aquarius. We just went into Aquarius on Sunday the 19th. And by the way, for all of those people that want to get an idea of where the planets are at all times, the eclipses, just any planetary alignment, please purchase this. This is your daily planetary guide. It is wonderful. I can see where all the planets are aligned every day. So Aquarius, I wanted to talk a little bit about Aquarius today. Aquarian energy is kind of the theme of this year. So Pluto just went into Aquarius last year. Pluto, a sign stays in Pluto about 20 years. So it's right now in Aquarius. And just kind of give you a little bit of what is Aquarius, because if people are could be a little bit confused. Aquarian energy is an air sign. It's ruled by Uranus. It's the planet of awakening, rebellion, and innovation. It's an air sign, so it's focused on mental stimulation, emotional over emotional heaviness. It's big on freedom, internally and externally. The core themes are innovation and breakthroughs. Aquarius encourages you to stop performing and start being real. Aquarian, if we look at it on the wheel, it is the exact opposite of Leo, which Leo is the sign of the actor and performance. So Aquarian is the exact opposite of that. It values independence. It rules groups, networks, and social movements. So that is just a little bit about the Aquarian energy. It just went in on the 19th of January. And It is there for about 30 days. So it's until March 18th is really March. Yeah, March 17th. Wait, am I wrong about that? Yeah. And then it switches to Pisces. So just wanted to give you a little indication about that, since we do, you know, the great thing about astrology is that it always changes. And wanted to give you just some updates on the Aquarian energy. Want to go over to do my reading. Jessalyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, I'm an evolutionary vibrational astrologer, so I'm going to look at your chart and kind of see where everything is and give you just a quick overview, a quick reading.
Okay.
Let me here. Jessalyn. Jessalyn, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. When is your birthday, day, month, year?
September 6, 1966.
And the exact time you were born?
6:14 p.m.
And the city and state?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. Okay. Pittsburgh, Florida. Okay, where is Pennsylvania? I know it's spelled a little bit different, right?
Yeah. P-E-N-N-F-I-L-V-A-N-I-A.
Yep. I got it. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. So what I do is I look at the lunar nodes. They are elliptical points in the sky, and that is the energy that you come in with. And really it's trying to, you come in from the moon energy and you're trying to get to the sun energy. And so I'm going to tell you what it is in astrological terms, and then I'm going to give you the basics of this. Your south node is in Scorpio in the 10th house of Capricorn, and your north node is in Taurus in the fourth house. I would say that with a south node in Scorpio, a lot of times a south node in Scorpio, they can live life on the edge a little bit. I don't know if that has happened to you in terms of career, because you have Neptune almost conjuncting, meaning almost at the same degree next to you and the midheaven. The Neptune is in Scorpio, and then you have the midheaven in Sagittarius in the 10th house. It's about your career. I don't know if there was some confusion about career, or you were just, or is it that you just work incessantly and need that balance between work and family? But it's definitely focused around that, or you being, you know, known for something. These are just some possibilities. I think what it comes down to is, with that Taurus is all about stability, and it's all about, typically when it's on the north node, it's about building something. And I would say that for you, and you know, and this is just a snapshot of your chart, it would say building something around home and family, or something where you do something out of the home, or something concerning the family. You know, that could be a theme, or let's see, because I'm looking at other aspects in your chart. You have, I would say too, it's interesting because you have the sun, Pluto and Uranus all in the eighth house. So So I don't know if you've had events that have happened to you unexpectedly that changed the course of direction in your life. No, but I think you're definitely the type of person that wants to go down deep with things. And this is why you like, obviously, the psychic network. You look for solutions in that area instead of traditional, I would say, areas. You do have Aquarius on your ascendant. So I think it's about really getting into the unique part of yourself, you know. I don't know. I think that they're probably with Chiron in the second house in Pisces, maybe, and this could have been early on, you know, a lot of self-worth issues or feeling not good enough because you have Saturn sitting there right next to Chiron in Pisces. How does all this feel? Am I on the right track with this? I'm sorry?
Yes, definitely makes a lot of sense. It definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I would say really for you, it's about grounding, stability. The best thing I could tell you is whenever you're feeling stressed or just want to kind of isolate yourself or, you know, crawl in and be that Scorpio, is to go outside and ground. Put your feet on the ground. I know it's quite cold this time of year, but go out in nature. And that's going to be, that's going to help you recalibrate your soul, if all of that makes sense.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
and
I do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say that sometimes a moon in Gemini, because you have a moon in Gemini in the fourth house too, I think it's very, home is not where you hang your heart or hat. Home is, you have to have a more structured home environment that you feel safe, that you feel secure, that you can get into the spiritual aspect of yourself. It's really important with the moon in the fourth house. And if ever you want to go deeper, please reach out to me. My Melissa Markham at mmastrovibes.com.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So that's pretty much what I do. Again, if you're interested in having a private reading, if you're interested in understanding more about your health and well-being, I did create what I call the BioAstro chart because I think it's important for all of us to be the healthiest that we can be. I always say age is just, your clothes get old. Age is just a number. It's how you feel. It's how vital you feel and how good you feel about yourself is the important part of what we're here to do. So I look forward to seeing you next week. You can see my cat just ran out the door there. But thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate it.